Hey, it's your host Fiordalisa here at Good Vibes Only Radio, and I'm here again with a new episode of devotionals. I noticed that I haven't done one in a while, so today I decided to actually share one with you again. I hope that you like the first one that I shared, because I wanted to make it a weekly thing. And you know, sometimes we scatter with life and things that we set for don't happen. And I'm being realistic. I've been going to school, working, just doing a lot. So, you know, sometimes I just don't have time for the podcast as much as I wanted or thought I would be able to have, let's say that. Anyhow, I get my devotionals from this app that I have. It is a Bible app called KJV Bible. You don't have to download it, but it is helpful to me as far as helping me discover the Bible and getting closer to God, having a closer relationship with God, because they have devotionals, they have quizzes. You can actually read the Bible from the front to the back. They also have like little puzzles, just things that, you know, to keep you, active in learning the Bible. And I really like it. Anyhow, again, I'm not promoting, I'm not saying you have to get it, but that's the one that I use. And today's devotional is very interesting. It was by Francis Taylor, and it started out the title is "The Kingdom of God is like the seeds we plant might blossom years later." Mark 4, verses 26 to 32. In today's gospel, in today's gospel, Jesus gives us two answers. The kingdom of God is as if a man scatters seed which grows and yields fruit from him to harvest, and the familiar parable of the mustard seed, which grows into a plant capable of providing shade for all the birds to enjoy. For those of us who try to garden, we know that it usually takes work to get those seeds to grow. And most of us not tried to plant a mustard seed. What is Jesus trying to tell us? We have talked about our responsibility to be disciplined and disciples, and we will continue to talk about our mission going forward. For some, this can be a scary proposition. Jesus is telling us that if we just plant the seed, he will take care of the rest. Telling someone in pain or who needs help making a decision that you will pray for them is a seed. Inviting someone to come with us to church or church function is planting a seed. Helping someone realize the giftedness and that God loves them is planting a seed. We may not see the harvest. The seed we plant might blossom years later, but God is there to water and nurture the fragile plant. As any gardener knows, not all the seeds we plant take root, but that doesn't stop us from planting them. So it is with the seeds of love and faith. However, Jesus also tells us that even the smallest seed can grow and a branch out, and the love that blossoms from that one seed will be passed on to others and bear fruit for years to come in the lives of all they meet. So let's get planting. So here's a little prayer for you there. Lord, it takes patience to plant seed, and it takes faith and trust. We pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." It is up to us to help bring about the kingdom by planting seeds that lead others to Christ. Give us the patience, faith, and trust to be your gardeners on earth. Amen. And this is why I shared it, because I don't speak gospel all day. I don't talk about God all day, but God knows my heart. He knows the type of person that he's building I've been going to church since I was 5 years old, and I pride myself in that. Knowing God is one of my top priorities, which I have left behind for a little while. Not my fault. I've just been busy like everybody else. But lately, I've just been reminded that we have to take a minute to think about God. And that's all I have to say. I don't want to get religious on y'all. But it's been very helpful. It's been very good for my soul just to come back to the gospel and read the Bible and read the verses and just getting back to God. It's beautiful. And for those of you who, you know, don't get it, it's okay. I'm not asking for everybody to become religious, pick up the Bible today and start reading about God. But if you have the time, make the time. It could be the Quran. It could be whatever else religion you're in. Just make time for God, or make time for your spirit just to get well. In closing, thank you again for joining me. I really appreciate the time you take to listen to my podcast, and I hope that I don't lose you as a listener because I'm speaking religion or my love for God. I just wanted to plant that seed. I wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Until next time, be safe and be kind to one another.